You want some gum?
Hey, you got any gum?
Do you say that every time you fight Gom in Diablo 3?
No.
Because I do. Every time we go in there,
If I thought that was a thing, I probably would.
Every time we go into that chamber, I'm like, hey, you want some gum?
You got any gum?
So, Ian, what do you think about Ken Jennings as the new host?
Pro. I have to hear him. But I knew, I mean, they had been
kind of teasing that for a while.
Right, when they said that they were going to bring him on this season as some sort of ambassador to the show and something producer, I was like, oh, they want him to be. Yeah, I prefer that to the internet's arbitrary demands of it needs to be LeVar Burton.
Well, I love LeVar Burton, but why?
So do I. That's what I, yes to both.
Huh.
So, yep,
I mean, I'm very pro LeVar Burton, but I don't know what his ties would be to Jeopardy.
Right, I'll see how he does, but I would be fine with Ken Jennings being the new host of Jeopardy.
Yeah, hopefully I'm just going to see how his attitude plays out.
I saw a live show, not a live, but, you know, a today's version of Price is Right today. So they got rid of the audience, obviously. They built a whole new set. The four podiums are all 6 feet apart. When Guy calls your name, you just appear from backstage. You still have to run down and dance around and look too excited.
Okay.
Drew has this awesome, disheveled, long hair, COVID beard. I mean, he just looks amazing and a mess all at the same time. And yeah, that's it. When you win at the end, the spokesmodel just waves at you and is like, don't touch me. Every game, Drew stands 6 feet away from you and won't come anywhere near you. It's spectacular.
So with the golf game, how does he show you how to do a practice putt?
I didn't see the golf game today. I think they pick the games with limited interaction. Like, I think I'm sure they have to cut away and have someone come and wipe down the wheel every time someone spins it. But
so speaking of crazy, what's
a double showcase win today? That was a big deal.
Ooh,
yeah.
Let
me finish, because there was one more exciting part that blew my mind. One of the showcases included a trip to Barbados for four.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. You and three guests will be staying at the penthouse suite at the blah, blah, blah resort in Barbados. I was like, four people? What are they doing? I don't understand.
Four people in 2025.
Now you may go.
Huh. So last night we're flipping through shows to watch.
Yes.
And we came across a show called F-Bomb That's Delicious.
Oh, okay.
Do you know this show?
I don't. Is it on streaming or is it on
It was on Hulu. I think apparently it was on Vice or something.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like a station that exists.
It stars a rapper that I had never heard of.
Yeah.
And his entourage who performs with him, which, you know, consists of three more people that I've never heard of.
That's good. I mean, if you were like, I know this guy and I love his work, I'd be like, has anybody seen Craig?
But, like, this guy, I don't know, he's got to be 400 pound.
Yeah, I know what show you're talking about. Tell
and
me more.
He goes by the name of Action Bronson.
Yep.
He hangs out with a guy called The Alchemist.
Okay.
Another guy called Big Body. Now, take it, Big Body is half the size
of Action Bronson.
Action Bronson. And another guy whose name I've forgotten.
Right.
But apparently they go on tour. So somehow they convinced, you know, production, you know, TV production crew.
Yeah.
To pay for them to go to, like, while they're on tour, for them to get really high and then eat food at fancy restaurants.
Nice.
So that's a good deal for them.
Yeah.
Because they were going to do those things anyway.
Right. And they thought, wouldn't people like to watch this? And they were prepared. Were they right?
Yeah, apparently.
Did you like it?
It was interesting. It was, I mean, obviously not what I expected, because I don't expect a 400-pound white rapper to be talking to me about eating fancy food.
Right.
So completely unexpected. But it was not bad. I'll probably watch it again. But it was just interesting as he walks down the street, like they were in Baltimore and Atlanta or somewhere, right? And he's walking down the street and everyone's like, hey! And I'm like, wow, they all know who this guy is. I've never heard of him a day in my life.
Wow.
But granted, I'm not in the hip-hop scene.
No, we are not cool at all. So
no.
I get it. I was watching The Chef Show, which, do you watch that at all?
On and off again.
I do too. It's one of those, like, nothing else is going on, and I just want to commit, like, just a little bit of time to watching TV. But I love it, because I like Jon Favreau.
Yep.
And this episode, they were talking about one of Scott Conant's restaurants.
Okay.
Which just surprised me, because I never think of him as an actual chef. I just think of him as a perennial judge.
Sure.
And they were like, you know what we're going to make tonight? We're going to try to recreate his spaghetti. They're like, you don't understand. It's a 27. It's a $27 plate of spaghetti. Best plate of spaghetti you will ever have in your entire life.
Yes. And they're like, we're going to make it for like $3.50 here at the house.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
And they're like, we're making the meatballs and doing his stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah, it was surprising. He's like, yeah, Scott Conant makes the best spaghetti of all time.
Most of the episodes are good. Did you see the episode with Tossie?
Were they
at milk?
Yep, Tosi's episode was very good.
Very good.
And she was teaching you all little tips and tricks about how to mix things and how long to mix things.
Her mixing tips were fantastic.
Yeah.
When she's like, this part of the mixing is the most important. You should do it for twice as long as you're doing it.
I enjoyed her than on MasterChef.
Because it's a better show. Yeah. MasterChef is not a good show.
Well, she actually like...
Oh, wait, MasterChef? MasterChef? Isn't that...
Yeah, the one with Ramsay.
Yeah, no, the one with Ramsay only puts out shows I don't like.
Okay.
I am burnt out on Ramsay. He yells at you. I get it. I got it 15 years ago. It wasn't cool then.
Well, he doesn't yell at people in the kids version, but, you know, then you have to deal with the kids.
Right. It's a loose.
Yeah. It's tough times. All right. Yeah. We're way past time. Old man Sartute's got to go to bed.
Yeah, I hear him. I support this. Let me pull up this show and see what I can do.
Are you ready then?
Mm-hmm.
True Believers, welcome to the 269 episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ian, we got Ray, that's his name. They're the Puzzle Warriors.
That's one of Homer's favorite numbers, because everybody always giggles when they say it.
Always worked for Nick Argyro, too.
Oh, man. No, it never worked for him. When you're playing poker and you look at your cards and giggle and everybody knows that you have 6-9...
And he would always bet into the pot with that.
Yeah, and he would always raise every time. If he's raising and giggling, you know what he's got.
Yeah. And a flop would come, and you'd like there'd be like, you know, 9 and a 6. You'd be like, oh, man, I fold. I'm out.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, this is the week of 11/25 to 12/2 in the year of our COVID. In your 5-day 4-star crash on the Titans. On the 18th, Ian, there was Hawkeye. Did you play that one?
Nope, still don't have it, turns out.
All right, I've already forgotten.
The infographic is correct. I do not own a Ronin.
All right, how did Lockjaw perform for you?
It's been tough so far. I'll try again after the show, but it's juiced up Human Torch. Puts out a lot of damage.
You can't let him get red, for that's for sure.
Whew. I forgot the value of denying, so tonight I will sit down and I will focus and I will deny.
All right. Give that a whirl.
Yeah,
I'll let you know.
That one for me, it was all about getting a charge tile and biting him to death, which that was weird because I never rely on that, but that's exactly what happened.
I swear every time I have the, you know, summon your inhuman ability charged up.
It was Kamala Khan.
It was always Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
Oh, see, it was always Quake for me and it never helped me out.
Huh.
Like, it would have helped me out if he had ever put out Black, maybe. I could have destroyed those attack tiles that he puts out, but...
Sure.
I'd be like, all right, I guess I can use Resonance Frequency.
Nope, every time I'm like, well, I might as well heal myself for a little bit.
Yeah.
coming up number next is Carolina Dean.
I don't know what to tell you.
I have no idea what she does.
Yeah, the struggles are real. If you guys both have her champed, I feel like it's has the potential to be a tough time even then. I don't know if 3-3-1 is going to get it done. We'll see who she's up against.
Yeah.
It would have to be somebody pretty bad, I would think. I don't know. I don't remember her powers being good in any way.
Yeah. All right. In Storyland, Web Wonders finishing up. That'll get you a Loki, a Danny Rand. I am Danny Rand. Some Magnet Apocalypse shards. I don't know what to call that guy. Elsa and some Ghost Pool shards. Hey, for the holiday, It's Avengers versus Ultron.
Ah.
The personal side, it's Hawkeye and Elsa. On the Alliance side, it is Hulk and Polaris. So three Polaris covers. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a treat.
And then let's see. In PvP land, the Back to Life season still rolling along. Right now it's Web Slinger. That'll get you Classic Spidey. Hammer Cap placement is Cletus and some Loki shards. Let's talk about news. Ian, are you sitting down? We got a new clue.
Oh, no, already?
Already, yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm back in my chair. I'm good.
All right, in the 2.16 patch, the clue is passionate and stubborn. Now, I did see on our Facebook page that some yes. people have wondered if I have been put into this game. I wish that were true, but I don't think that's happened.
Passionate and stubborn?
No.
Mm,
yeah, know. I got nothing.
I don't know. Yeah, we're so deep into it, I have no idea anymore. Are there any characters not in the game?
Couple.
Okay.
Maybe it could be the Blob, just because I want the Blob.
Yeah, I like
He's cool.
Is he really passionate? I mean, stubborn, I get, but...
Passionate about snacks.
Yeah, he's man's got to eat. I don't know. I got nothing. I read that and drew a complete blank. I'm like, I have nothing.
Yeah, it's very, very, very broad statement.
Let's see. Other things in the patch. Let's see. Magneto Age of Apocalypse is now in events. Avengers versus Ultron starts tomorrow. It says keep, reality season's ending on the 6th. Additional details. Black bars on text and missing tiles no longer appear under certain circumstances. That sounds bad, but I don't think I had any of those circumstances. And Ian, just for you, on the Steam version of the game.
Yes.
Scrolling to the bottom of the resource store correctly displays the full button now.
Nice.
I know I'm sure that was big in your life hard, but there you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad it works.
In other news, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so two notes. One, hey, thanks to all of our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't do the show. We might. No, we wouldn't. Ian would finally be able to walk away. But so I want to thank all of our listeners and to our extra special Patreons. Ray, give a shout out.
Yeah, let me do that. So these are all of our active patrons. Now, we do have some patrons who were forced to stop giving due to the COVID or life changes or whatever. We do appreciate that still. The list is much longer and is not easy to find on the patron page. So our active patrons, I just want to give a shout out. Houston Gixon, AstroMonkey9, Alpha, Joe, Elzoof, Jeff, R.M. Weiner, J-Wall, Andy, Ogelmeister, and Spencer. We do still appreciate that you help keep this podcast going, help pay for the hosting fees and whatnot, the webpage that we have to throw some money into. So, yeah, do appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, it's very much appreciated for the support. And then, I mean, I guess we'll talk about this on the down note, a extra special thanks shout out to our friend Anthony from Demiurge, who we understand is no longer with the company, but I wanted to give him a special thanks for all of his help and support over the years. He's always been very helpful to us, was always available, answered questions, was really great to this show.
Yeah,
absolutely. Made our milestone shows extra special.
Oh my gosh, yes. Always super, super helpful. And then on a different kind of news, the NFL can go, suck itself.
Wow.
For manipulating the rules so that the Baltimore Ravens have a better chance of winning by moving the game from Thursday to Sunday so that their COVID players can recuperate. What bunk?
I assumed it was so that none of the other players got COVID, but...
Nah. It's 100% because somehow Lamar Jackson was probably exposed to COVID and they didn't want to tell anybody that. So if they move the game to Sunday, now he can play.
Oh, okay. Well...
Because the league hates the Pittsburgh.
That's probably anyway. Not false, but I did see, obviously I heard all the news about that too, but I did see a meme about that. Also, I am going to go ahead and drop Gus Edwards, who I picked up in every league. Yeah, someone showed me a meme about that today, which I was not expecting. It was just Squidward stretched out on a chair, and the other half of the meme was all the football games he was about to watch, and then it X's out the Steelers game, and he gets all surly and just packs up his chair and goes back in the house. I was like, that's what happened to me on Thursday.
Yep.
I was like, I'm going to eat too much.
Great.
I'm going to spiral out of control. I'm going to watch the National Dog Show and have a great time. And then I'm going to watch football all day and all night. And I was like, yeah, all right, fine. I guess I'm going to watch football some of the day.
Only most of the day.
Some of the day. And then I'll have to settle for a special Thursday night mass singer.
That's true. That is going to be live tomorrow. Oh, well. Yeah. Anything else in the news world?
I have nothing.
No, I don't think so.
All right, then. Ian, hit me with some top three from top three.
Holy majoli, are we there already? This is great.
I know, it's possible. Sometimes I skip ahead in the notes.
but
I think so.
Okay. The top three this week, top three movie sequels? That sounds familiar to me. I remember it being a very, very broad category and giving me some difficulty. And then me settling on some movies and feeling shame-filled. Does that sound familiar to anybody else?
Yes. It's not top three movie sequels as in the best movies ever.
Right.
It is top three movie sequels we enjoy.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And unless I did something that's egregious, if there are movies that have multiple films in their franchise, those are sequels as well, correct?
That's how I played it.
Okay, good. You know, it doesn't need second movie only.
No. Anything's a sequel if there's more than one.
Great. I'll start this week in that
case. Well, unless it's like a reboot, in which case, you know, that's different.
Nope. I'll start this week because all my choices are disappointing.
All right.
Because none of them feel personal. That's the only reason they're disappointing. They're all spectacular sequels. Number three being Goblet of Fire.
It's a good movie.
Okay. It was a good movie. It's rare that I find a franchise where, again, the sequels get increasingly, you know, well, with one minor exception. But anyway, the sequel just got better and better. But for me, Goblet of Fire peaked because it is, you know, it is rare that I shed a tear and that I would shed a tear at a Harry Potter movie that was alarming for me at first. But I've grown to love the movie because of that.
Yeah, I mean, when Voldemort got his body back. And I was so, yeah, it teared me up.
I figured. You are a monster. You are a horrible, horrible monster. I'm telling you, when Cedric's dad realizes what's happened.
Oh, yeah, he's like, my son.
He's got that ugly crying going on.
Oh, man.
Oh, that just kills me.
Now, the only thing that it does make me is in my head every time I hear, I love my dead gay son. And that makes me laugh every time.
What is that from?
Heathers.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was like, how does that work its way into that? Oh, Ray, help.
Sure. So my number three sequel is from Pure Entertainment Factor. I don't know if it will still be in my list like 10 years from now, but of the list that I came up with, The Winter Soldier is highly entertaining, and it's the second Captain America movie.
Right.
I find it I had to outrank all of my, you know, honorable mentions.
Nice.
How many honorable mentions you got?
Three.
Wow. Great. I only saved up one. Man.
Well, before we get there, Craig, what's your number three?
My number three movie is, you know, which you're gonna give me grief about this.
Oh,
but my
no
number
doubt.
Three movie is Empire Strikes Back.
That's not fine. That's
it's
good.
It's led its way down to number three.
Sure. I understand.
But very much enjoy that movie. Yeah. Love the old Star Wars movies. So
no, yeah, I was gonna say you almost said Star Trek. That I would have given you grief about. But Empire at number three. That's okay. I totally understand. And you know, I don't want to say what I feared most because it's every week at this point. But my number two is Winter Soldier. Yeah, I'm gonna just go ahead and stop being friends with Ray until the show is over.
It's surprising that we like the same movies. I know, but
yeah, I was going to say not at all shocking, but it was just so excellent. Cap and Natasha, you know, form their relationship. Bucky reemerges. Everything. Hydra bursts onto the scene in full force. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, and the action sequences are just so well choreographed.
Incredible. Yeah. That fight in the elevator. Spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
That is good time.
Against Crossbones.
Yeah. Who is both stubborn and passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Clearly it's Backdrop the Leaper. I mean, come on, who weekend.
I hope so. Ray, number two.
My number two This is a classic for me. I love the second Star Trek movie, Wrath of Khan.
Oh, that is good.
I can rewatch that movie all the time.
It's got a lot going on.
It's got a few moments that I don't care for. It's got a few hokey Shatner moments, but for the most part, it is gold.
I was going to say, I feel like that adds the charm. It outlines all the merits of eugenics. It's got everything.
Well, yeah, it's got that going for it.
Hey, Khan is powerful. He got his own planet.
Hey, it's true. My number two is one you'll probably hate, but it's Army of Darkness.
No.
Who hates that?
I don't know. You always hate my choices.
Well, you're usually wrong again, but this category has a lot of room for you to actually not be wrong. Army of Darkness is one of the best pieces of cinema out there.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Thoroughly
enjoyable.
That movie
is good. That's the best. That's the franchise peaked at that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
The Evil Deads were just fine, but Army of Darkness was superb.
Yeah, that movie, when he breaks out the boomstick and...
It's a trick. Get an axe. I say that all the time.
Shop
Every
smart.
Time I'm in a perilous situation.
Shop S-Mart.
That makes me want to go watch Bubba Hotep.
Ooh.
Not nearly as good of a movie.
I've got that here on the DVDs.
No, that is compelling in its own way, but it's certainly no Army of Darkness. All right. Oh, and an anticlimactic finale from my list. It's Empire. I'm really, really keen on the Star Wars movies, and that is probably my favorite. Rogue One is suspiciously high on my list, but Empire is still better. There's a lot going on in Empire that I enjoy.
Seriously.
A lot of bounty hunters.
Yeah, they need a more of a bounty hunter, you know, spinoff kind of thing. I want to know what happens with Dengar. Come on.
Yeah, who doesn't? I would watch the Dengar and Zuckuss show.
Yes. I want it to be called that, too.
Remind me to send an email to Jon Favreau after this.
I think he'd be on board. Hey, my number...
Hunt and fight. The Dengar and Zuckuss show.
My number one movie, my number one sequel is The Empire Strikes Back.
Nice.
Not a question in my mind. That was the very first. I mean, the moment I went to go on the list, I'm like, well, that's first. Like, there's no question.
Nice. Yeah, I agree. It's hard. It's hard to overcome.
Yeah.
All right. Bring us home, ruiner of lists.
It will be. My number one is Ray's other choice. It's Khan!
You delivered it in a much worse way.
The peak of the Star Trek franchise.
Yeah.
There's nothing, but The Wrath of Khan is by far the best movie.
Yeah.
Only slightly edging out Go Get Me Some Whales, because that is the second best one.
The Journey Home is good.
I love Go Get Me Some Whales, but Khan really defined the movie, because the slow motion picture is not a good movie.
It's entertaining, but it is not good.
No, it's not good. Like, the visuals are pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I get, you know, it set you up more things in the universe. They didn't really know how to transition from the TV show to the movie. It's like 64 hours long. Like, that flight, while it's pretty, that flight from Kirk in the shuttlecraft that Scotty takes him to the Enterprise.
Oh, it's forever.
That's like 17 minutes long of them just flying in a shuttlecraft. It takes forever. But Khan, they got everything fired up. Like, and it had rich Corinthian leather. I mean, what more do you need?
Nice. Well done, gentlemen.
Well, Ray, you got some honorable mentions. I got one.
Sure.
You want to do yours or me to do mine?
I'll do mine. My honorable mentions. Aliens, fantastic sequel.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
Seriously love that. The Road Warrior. Definitely made my list. And a more recent movie that I really enjoy was...
That's my snake. I found it. I'm going to eat it. Now, a smart fella. Might have a weapon hidden under there. And if he did, I'd have to pin his head to the panel.
Every time it's brought up, you gotta. Anyway.
I know, I gotta do it.
More recent movie.
Shout out to Ian Parker.
Thoroughly enjoyed Logan. So, yeah.
I had to do an honorable mention there.
That's a good movie. Watching it in black and white is even better. My honorable mention goes out to one that really will make most people sad. Tron Legacy.
No, that's
anything Tron, I will watch. I love Tron movies. Give me more Tron movies. I wish they would get around to making this third Tron movie. The Tron cartoon was cut off short. They need more Tron.
Yep. I support that. I didn't, you know, love Tron Legacy, but I can rewatch it. It's good enough that I can, that I've seen it more than once. And that says a lot. The only thing I have on my honorable mention list is The Last Crusade. I love that film.
I do enjoy it. That's
a good one. The as far as the tchotchke goes that I have in my life, that little Shamrock Zippo that he has in that movie is one of my favorite gifts I've ever received.
Didn't know you had that, but yeah.
I do.
Your name is Junior. We're called the Dog Indiana.
All right. That was a good top three. Thanks, guys.
Let's move over to some trivia then. Hey, Quizmaster, what you got?
What up? Let's see. I have... last week's question. Adam Warlock had an evil doppelganger. Does that sound familiar to you guys?
Just from when you told me about it last week.
Oh, okay. Well...
when I found out about Madam Witch.
Who?
Madam Witch. You know, Adam Warlock. So it's Madam Witch, right?
Nope. Oh, I get it. I didn't know where you were going. But, nope, it's, he's got an evil doppelganger named Magus.
Magus Warlock?
No, just Magus.
But that's Warlock's dad in X-Men.
What?
In the X-Men comics.
He's not an X-Man. Why is he in there?
Different character, same name?
Clearly a different character, same name.
Oh, right.
The father in the, you know, techno-organic symbiote, whatever you call Warlock's race.
Sure.
Warlock's father was called Magus.
Oh, nope. He's got an evil doppelganger that is a techno-organic patriarch. That is, he's a sorcerer, shape-shifting, life-force-absorbing villain. Let's move on to this week's question.
All right.
There is a less obscure guy. His name's Thor. At various times in Thor's career, he carries a hammer named Mjolnir. Do you happen to know what type of metal Mjolnir is made out of?
Ooh. I was wondering where you're going with that.
Because say that almost gave it away.
So, yeah, once again, Mjolnir is made out of what kind of metal?
all right,
I will
then.
Have the answer for you next week.
Let's jump in the old mail sorter and find out if it was working or not. Willie, did you get anything?
Couple things. First, let's go over to the D3 forums. T. Deja Author says, so, the new clue is passionate and stubborn. Need I spell this out? Who is more passionate in his love of hand-to-hand combat for his nation? And who has been more stubborn in advocating for him than me? Sure, it should be 5-star, but I'll take a 4-star Batroc confirmed.
Nice.
Oy.
Over on the Reddit, D-Wing says about Mad Cinco, he calls him, Mag Cinco. I don't know if that's going to stick, but he sounds like a direct counter to Polaris and Beta Ray Bill. Ian's going to die.
Sorry, I'll be right back.
Okay.
No, I'll be right back. I am going to die.
Well, those are counterintuitive statements, but anyway, so... Magneto, 5-star. He's a direct counter to Polaris and Beta Ray Bill. I agree with Ronan-san, though. Meh. Yeah, I don't know. He seems niche, but we'll see. D-Wing also says, top three. I can't think of Sergeant Slaughter on G.I. Joe without thinking of him saying, itty bitty ditty bag. Is that something that you guys remember?
It is not something I recall, but Ian has much more fond memories of that era of G.I. Joe than I.
Sure, sure.
But since he will never speak to us again because he has died, you may never know the answer.
Yeah. Destro, he
I'm
says.
Not dead.
Oh, Ian's back.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So, for those of you listening live, I had way too many spicy nugs for dinner, and I just hiccuped and threw up in my own mouth a little bit, and the cayenne and black pepper burnt my throat, and I thought I was going to die.
That sounds horrible.
It was horrible, but I fully recovered, and I want to hear about this. Sounds like G.I. Joe themed mail.
Yeah, so Sergeant Slaughter, do you remember him saying itty bitty ditty bag?
No, I wish I did.
you have to go back and find it, apparently.
Okay.
D-Wing also says Destro was magnificent. Ian's Scarlet comment is where we're all coming from. And Cobra Commander's voice is fantastic, though it's better coming out of Starscream. I don't know what that means, but.
The person who voiced Starscream on the original Transformers also did.
That's a Transformer.
Cobra Commander, and they're almost identical.
Gotcha.
Voice-wise. It was very lazy.
Yeah, they are very similar.
The lack of shipwreck gives me hope that even Craig has a soul. Okay. And he says that...
Wow, a lot of Shipwreck hate.
Yeah, he does not care for Shipwreck. And my favorite Sir not appearing in this list was also Tomax and Zamot. They were goofy and stupid and just filled me with joy, so...
Yeah, they were fantastic.
They were too much for me.
It's just so dumb.
Craig's Al Haig level cancellation of the show in the event of Batrack had my daughters wondering what was so funny because I was dying. he says, I've started using 5-star Carnage with Kraven and Reed instead of the... He says 3-star. I think he means the 4-star Carnage. When I get him covered sufficiently, I'm going to really enjoy that. That sounds really awful. I mean, just as a team to go up against. I mean, granted, Kraven and Reed aren't going to have the hit points, so you could probably take them out. But man, I hate Carnage, the 5-star Carnage. I hate fighting him.
Yeah. No fun. I agree.
Strangely, I don't know what this references, but he says that maybe it's in a PsyOps. Did we talk about PsyOps some way? But his final comment...
I can't be sure that we didn't.
Okay. So this week he heard an Aztec death whistle for the first time. It's an audio nightmare fuel. He says, wow. Hearing just one about 4 seconds long... was wow, followed by fear of my soul if I were to keep listening. And then just imagine an Aztec army blowing hundreds of these things when they advance. So I looked this up.
Yeah, I need this thing, apparently.
Aztec death whistle. It sounds like a demon screaming in your ear. It is not bueno.
More or less annoying than a vuvuzela?
More.
Really?
Yeah, it actually sounds like a human screaming in death pain. Like, it is...
Wow.
If you want to see it, you can also hear Joe Rogan try to blow on one, and he is bad at it. He cannot get it to work, but the guy next to him does.
Huh. I will have to YouTube that.
Yeah. Stinkpalm says, unless we are referring to another Brian, the lack of Goldblum laugh ruins the impression and breaks the immersion. That is true, and I am truly regretful that I didn't think to put it in there.
Yeah, sorry.
Perondiac said... Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano. Craig can't see it the same way that I can't see Heath Ledger as Joker. Boy, was I wrong. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, 100% sure I will be wrong. It's just for some reason my brain can't process it until I actually see it.
I agree with his statement, though. When I first heard Heath Ledger was going to be Joker, I'm like, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, one of the best Jokers ever. A new character, Magneto feels like a solid 5-star support. Putting people airborne is only going to help my championed Archangel. Do we have a list of the characters that have been hosed because of the show? Like 1-star Venom, Tile Physics, 5-star Carol, the eventual Polaris nerf? I think you just made the list.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I don't think we keep a full list of things we've ruined, but...
Speaking of Polaris, what do you think a fair change for her would be? He suggested maybe only match special tiles generate more special tiles, not just the destroyed ones. Maybe change the purple passive that eats a percentage of the special tiles when there are over X specials on the board or something. Any thoughts?
Nope.
No.
I don't understand game mechanics.
She's not the one that really offends me in the thing, because... You know, she's very low at hit points generally.
She is. Very bad for
defense.
So you
kill her quick. Really, if I could change anything, it would be Beta Ray Bill. Because it's the two of them together that's the problem.
It definitely makes yeah, I understand where you're going. Because she makes more tiles when you destroy the tiles. And every time you destroy your tiles, he runs out and makes blue. And then she has a 4-turn blue stun. So it just, yeah, it's too much. I don't know. I don't really have anything. I think she is... one of the strongest 4-stars right now, not by herself.
Right. But she definitely needs helpers.
But with a lot of other people. I don't know. Hey, finally, I have a question from Sartut. What do Word I need up. To watch before I watch The Mandalorian?
You need to watch Clone Wars and Rebels.
Yes.
That is the answer, and I looked it up. The only problem with that is Clone Wars has like 136 episodes.
It's a long watch.
Yeah.
And need is very flexible. What you need to watch is nothing. The Mandalorian should be enough.
That's true. You just won't get like all the references to the Darksaber.
Yeah, you just won't care when certain characters show up.
Yeah.
They'll all be brand new to you.
Right.
And they'll still be kind of cool.
Clone Wars is like 130-some episodes. Rebels is only like 80-ish. And they're half hour each. but animated. They're all animated. But I think those are the only, because, I mean, if you've seen the movies, which I would assume you've seen the movies. But so there you go. That was it. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. While we were talking about this, some non sequitur popped in my brain that I got to remember to ask Ian or I'm going to forget.
Uh-oh.
So Ian, in another random show that I've seen recently, you know our friend Paul Hollywood from the British Baking Show, right?
I do. He seems nice.
He has a show which is like, Paul Hollywood does like Top Gear.
Oh.
He tours countries in Europe and talks about their car culture and the cars made there. So like he did Italy and then toured, like went to all the supercars and talked about the history of the supercars. And he did Germany. And like, it's a very interesting show.
Huh. I'm glad that he has, you know, versatile.
Yeah. Liked it. You know, good to see Paul Hollywood do other things. Where are we at? Oh, once again, then.
Oh, hold on. No, you are.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up.
I heard you can clap. I'm so excited.
Nice. Well, get super excited because I got a lot of maybes coming your way.
Uh-oh.
We are headed into another season of not sure what's happening this week's, but I've got two almost like 95% confirmed and then a bunch of good guesses. So let's see. For the boosted characters, and we've only got 4 stars, because when there's no information to be had, the 3-star list goes the way of the dodo, as it should. Let's talk about my first ever fully championed 4-star, Riri Williams, Ironheart, who had the most successful rework that I can think of off the top of my head. If I'm wrong, let me know. I'm a bit curious, but she is self-sufficient, puts out a ton of damage. Her blue generates red, or at least red charge tiles that somehow make their way to the middle of the board and always are pretty easy to match, but deals damage at the same time, and that damage will be boosted. Her red either deals damage to the back 2 characters or double damage to the last character standing. Fantastic. And her green deals damage, knocks your opponent airborne, and sometimes knocks herself airborne as well. But all that damage dealing, tons of boosts. She'll deal so much damage with her remote control gauntlets.
Yeah.
When boosted, it'll be awesome. Also, almost certainly boosted is the Sandman. When he is not menacing Spider-Man, his dealing green AoE damage, which will be boosted. He'll be putting out yellow protectiles, which will be boosted. And he can consume those protectiles to deal damage, which will be boosted. Other plausible characters that may be boosted. Emma Frost might be boosted. So the strike tiles that she makes and buffs will be more efficient. Wiccan could possibly be boosted. His chain lightning will do more damage. His power of the Demiurge might not be boosted, but if you can actually make it work for you, it's fun stuff. Northstar.
Yeah.
He exists. He's gonna battle. he's gonna battle Carolina in the upcoming crash.
We can hope.
Sadness supremacy. But he's got blue and black damage dealing abilities. Better than the other people that I've mentioned is Hellcat. Hellcat, better special tiles, better strike tiles, and more damage dealt when she is boosted. And it's also possible that Ghost is boosted. And if it's Ghost, her red damage will be boosted. So, in a variable but underwhelming boost list, let's see what Samurai has to say about this. Ooh, I'm interested because he's won me over immediately because it's exactly what I would have said. Pick Riri. She's real good. She creates her own synergies. She does a ton of damage. Totally worthwhile. Hellcat is okay. And Ghost has a chance to be useful if you are relying on Sandman, Emma Frost, and Northstar, and Wiccan. You're not going to have a fun week. But... like we say, every week can't be a winner, which is strange because I feel like every week could be a little bit of a winner, but some weeks are like unbelievably good.
Yeah.
And other weeks are like, ugh, right in the guts.
But I mean, hey, at least you got Riri. So, you know, pack
sure.
full of the other characters that don't really do that much. And, you know, it doesn't really matter as much because you're going to be using Riri. So.
Right. Well, are these the characters that are going to try to help me defeat Ultron? Or is that a whole different list of boosted characters?
I don't believe so. I thought that was later.
Okay. I thought Tomorrow was Ultron.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're boosted later. Boss events have different boost lists, so.
Okay, great. Well then, no need to worry. Enjoy the upcoming boss event. Enjoy these boosted characters. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thank you, as always, to Mystify.
Let's head over to team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, you have to forgive me. I don't remember who posted this, but this is a listener team-up. It's an interesting team-up. It's got a couple 5 stars, but then a random 4-star thrown in that I did not expect. So, for good synergy, use Old Man Dakin with Half Thor and 4-star Eddie Brock. That's right, Eddie Brock. So use Samurai Dakin at a 5-3-5 and Eddie Brock at a 3-5-5. And Thor is wherever you have him. I think it's a 5-5-3 is where I normally use him. But then again, I normally use him with a Koye, so I never use his yellow. But in any case, it works really well when Dakin is buffed in PvE. But when what happens is when you make a match, the damage is high enough to trigger Eddie Brock to give out protectiles because you're using 5 stars. So pretty much every match, he's going to be throwing out a protectile for the enemy. Thor generates your red for you so that when Dakin destroys the enemy protectiles, it gives you friendly protectiles. You can use Dakin's green or Thor's green. Doesn't really matter. Depends on how you know, how many covers you have for Dakin, I'd imagine. But by making black matches, Dakin will also generate red to destroy even more protectiles. This also works well against goons that place yellow countdowns, since Brock's protectiles will go on the yellow, keeping goons from placing countdown tiles out. It can actually go fairly fast. So not really a PvP team because you've got that 4-star Venom, you know, as your weak point. But it seems like an interesting, starts up kind of fast and is easy to get going kind of synergy. So, yeah, there you go. 5-star Dakin, if you can get him. 5-star Thor and 4-star Venom. I don't think I'll be trying it out much. I mean, I did manage to get all the powers for Dakin, but a 5-1-1, it's just, I don't know that I'm doing too much. So, but if you have them, check it out. And there you go. That's it for this week. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify. Let's go OG and open up some tokens.
Nice. I'm there. I'm ready. It's happening. Today's Ghost Pool Day. Here it goes. Boom. Boom. It's purple. Oh, Dakin.
Hey, here you can use him.
Hey, yeah, great combo for him. I'm, you know, not as disappointed as I sounded, but man, I'm really waiting on that Ghost Rider Deadpool situation.
Sure.
And that will take my Wolverine Samurai Dakin to the ever-popular 3-0-0. Because if there's one thing he's the master of, it's Yato.
Yeah, you cannot, like, I've got you 3-0-0, I have him at a 5-1-1. Like, he is a master of Yato, but he doesn't care about anything else.
That's really it.
I'm really curious as to what mine is. I don't think I have nearly that many covers.
So I'm gonna go while you're looking. My first one's...
Mine's a 1-1-0.
First one's a 4-star. A Spider-Man Infinity War. Swip-dip-pow!
Swip-dip-pow!
Number two is also a 4-star Cloak and Dagger. And finally... Oh, it's a purple. It is a Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance Abyssal Blade. So that's nice. That gets him up to a 1-2-2.
No.
All right, I got a couple tokens here. First one, it's a Winter Soldier. Apparently we talked about him too much today.
He makes good movies.
And the second, no 5 stars for me. It is an Agent Coulson.
Ooh, still one of my favorites.
He's in a lot of team-ups. I mean, just...
He is.
Amazing amounts.
So, here we go. Thanks always to this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network nowadays?
Oh, my. You know, as always, I can't be certain, but the best way to find out is to check out for yourself. It is the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can head over there. It is a podcasting network where we are an alliance of podcasts to help you maximize your podcasting day. Soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com. Check us out over there.
So check me out. Anything else for the good of the order?
Not really, but I was... So yesterday, I decided I felt like completing my daily quests. I had the most savage mental lapse. All I had to do was use a team up. I played 6 verses before I remembered to use a team up.
Yeah.
I would just get in the groove and I'd be like, yes, I won. Ah! And then I'd say, like, all right, this time I'm definitely going to. So by the 6th time, I had to go get my son and I'd be like, whatever you do, remind me every turn to use a team up. So he came in and he told me to use a team up and I was like, thank you.
I've done that as well, by the way. I've been playing and play. I think I did it on the one of the, what are they called? The lightning rounds. I fired up a lightning round. Right. Just, I'm like, all right, I'll just, whatever. I'll use a team up. I think I got up over 500 points before I actually used the team up.
Team up, I know. You get into it and it just flits away.
Now, I use Okoye, so I don't usually want to use my team up AP. I want to, you know, store that. But,
sure. Yeah,
just couldn't break out of it.
I still get stuck in the groove of it tells me, you know, I have to use a boost. I turn a boost on, and then all of a sudden I've used all that boost because I never turn it back off. And I wish those were one shots. I hate it that it leaves it there. Anywho.
Yeah, it's a valuable lesson.
I got nothing else then. Thanks everybody for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray.
Bang, bang.
He's at our webpage. Quack. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner. Buy yourself something, some Black Friday deals, some Cyber Monday deals. Buy something on Amazon, but click on our webpage first. Then it can be Cyber Monday for us, too.
That's true.
But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, he's got such a supple wrist. Good night, everybody.
That's not too obvious.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.